Yesterday I said over a beautiful pshat, I happen to like it, about to answer the Kesa Mishnah's Kasha. The Rambam said that there's different klolim, who is loika, who is ain't a loika. So the Rambam understood in the Gemara that there's another klal, not only lav hanita klal, say is ain't a loika, but lav hanita le tashluma is also ain't a loika. If a ganav stole something and it still has it bien and he has an obligation to return it, so the Gemara says ain't a loika because lav hanita klal, say, that's a mitzvah say. But if it's not the end, Ganav stole it, then he lost it, then it got destroyed. Then he has to pay, so that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis in the third parak and Makkos. Why are you not like it? Why are you not like it? So here the Rishonim say, because it's still a mitzvah saseh. When you pay the money, that's the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Under the circumstances, that's how you fulfill the mitzvah of the Heshav is Hagzela. And the Rambam holds like the other half of the Rishonim that there's no mitzvah saseh. That's a different halacha. Lav anitan atashlumin is ain't a loike. So the Kes Mishnah has akasha, and he has vitzorchion. Our Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yechanan, achayvu b'chavera pochas mishaber pruto. He had the second wide line on lamed base on base. He kev hakov shein b'shaber pruto loike. So why are you loike? The lav of Yosef ben Yosef is a lav anitan atashlumin. So why shouldn't you say lav anitan atashlumin is ain't a loike? So he says vitzorchion. He doesn't know the answer. So yesterday I said a teretz. That teretz happens to be, it appears in a safe. It wasn't my teretz, but I thought it was very good. When I got married a century ago, so there was a rabbi who gave me a chasnan amatan. He gave me a sefer that was written by his father. The rabbi's name was Rabbi Wolkin, and his father was Rabbi Aaron Wolkin. He was the rabbi in Pinsk. My father-in-law was from Pinsk. And the Miri Yeshiva in Europe, at its peak, they had about 400 talmidim. And it was almost from 400 different cities. They didn't allow more than one Talmud from any given city because they only had so many spaces. So Pinsk apparently was a bigger city, was a big city as opposed to tiny villages, so they allowed two students. So my father-in-law was one, and the other one was Rabbi Zipperstein. He used to be a Rebbe here in the yeshiva off and on. He used to go to, he was the chief rabbi of Argentina off and on. So he would be in Argentina a couple of years under Juan Perón, and there was a 50 years ago, and then he would come back to the yeshiva, then he'd go back to Argentina. So these were the two who came from Pinsk. My father-in-law told us that he came back to the yeshiva after Sukkot, so the Mashgiach asked him, did you have a chance to talk and learning with the Rav in the city, with Rabbi Aaron Wolkin? So he says, no, as it turned out, he didn't have a chance. He made him travel back to Pinsk. He says, the rabbi waits all year long to talk and learning with the Bachrim. The Bachrim are not there all year long. They're in the yeshiva. And the rabbi just has to pass from Shilas. He says, you have to go back. He made him go back to Pinsk and spend a week to talk and learning with the rabbi. Then he came back to the yeshiva a week late to this month. So Rabbi Aaron Wolkin was a famous Tamach. He has Shilas at Chuvah's Beis Aharon that the old Chacham Avadya quotes and other Paschim quote his Chuvah. So he has a commentary on this when I got married. So this Rabbi Wolkin gave me a chasna matana, the Sefer Yireim with the commentary by his father that's called Sovi B'Lireov. So this is the only thing that I remember from that Sefer, the Sovi B'Lireov. He has this comment. He answers the Kes Mishnah's Kasha by explaining that when the Rambam says that Alav Hanita and the Tashlomen ain't a loikola, means, I think that's what he says. That's what it remains in my mind. It means that Alav Shebin Adam Machaveroi is not doing me the Alav the Hasima, so that's ain't loikin Molav. So gzela is a lav shebin adam lachavera. If you steal less than a shaver pruto, you're not loike because it's a chotzi shir, and you're not loike because it's a lav anit and a tashlumin. It's a lav shebin adam lachavera. But hamake chavera pachas mishaver pruto. Why don't you say it's chotzi shir? Chotzi shir, you never loike. If you eat a chotzi shir of macholas asuras, you don't get malchus. Why don't you say it to chotzi shir? The answer is the shir pruto is a shir in tashlumin, a shir in mamin. It's not a shir in the lav. You can't say it's a chatzi shir. Pruta is a shir in a bin adam achaveira in gzela. So less than a shaver pruta is a chatzi shir. But by makir chaveira, it's in isa bin adam lamokim. There is no shir. When you come to talk about paying money, the Torah never imposes a chiyav on less than a shaver pruta. So makir chaveira pach mishaver pruta is like it because it's not an isa bin adam achaveira. It's really an isa bin adam lamokim. In addition to the bin adam lamokim of like Yosef ben Yosef, there's also an Ben Adam Lachavero. You mazik him. You mafsid him mamin. Okay, that's Ben Adam Lachavero also. But this lab miyuchad lo Yosef ben Yosef, this is a Ben Adam Lamok. So that's what stands out in my mind from that Chasna Matana. From the Savi Vilireya commentary by Baron Wilkin on the Sefer Yireya.
Rabbi Wilkin in Baltimore, is that
a relation? I don't even know. There's Mesh Wilkin, has a shul in Queens, that's his son of Rabbi Wilkin. Mesh Wilkin learned here in Brooklyn, in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn. Okay. So let's review again. The Mishnah starts off. Elanar starts off that Abalachosa also, even Chavi Laban and even Chavi Krisis have to pay oinus. So the Gemara is bothered with the kash at the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Veis Uraminu. The Mishnah says Elahin Aloikan Abalachosa. You get Malkus, and we have a rule. Come Levi the Rabbin Eiran Aloikan Mishalim Kedei Rishasai. And the Gemara thought that's the top thesis on Lamed Beis Amunah. The Gemara thought that the Tana of the Beit Chizkiya is not limited only to Misa Mammon, the Torah applies also to Malkus and Mammon. So how do you ever have that Abu Alachosa pays Knas? It should become Levi Derabbanan. He should be Loike. And even if he did it B'Shoigig, B'li Hasra, you should say that Loichi Lakdam and Shoigig Lameza, it should be Potter. So Ula is the first speaker. So on the top line, Ula says, no. And the Gemara explains within Ula, Alma Kosovar, on the sixth line, Ula seems to hold Alma Kosovar, Ula Kalecha Dika Mamun and Malkus, Mamun and Mishal Mekol Eloki. Yeah, there is a din of Kedei Rishasai, but not like Rabbi Yechanan says on Amid Beis, that you get the Malkus and you don't pay. The reverse, you pay and you don't get the Malkus. So the Gemara says, where does that come from? So the Gemara asks, what's the derivation of Ula's opinion? So first thing Gemara says, Goma Mechava Machavera. It's a Mamatzinu from Chava Machavera. You have a Mamatzinu, so if there's what the Dingzach, so that knocks off the whole Mamatzinu. So what was the Mamatzinu? Machava Machavera. Dika Mammon and Malkus, there's Mammon, it says, Yepei Chamisha Dvarim. Malkus, it should have been governed with the rule, whatever's Dumya de Chasima. So should have gotten Malkus for the Lavla Yosef and Yosef. And the Torah is Beferish Ripsa Torah. Mamad Mishal Milkal Aloka. We have a Mefurish Pasuk like that. So you see, in this case, which should have been Mammon and Malkus, you pay Mammon, you don't get the Malkus. So we can extrapolate from here to call a Torah Kula, Mammon and Malkus, Mammon Mishal Milkal Alokas. The Gemara says, no. How can you make a Tzushtel? How can you make an equation? A Mammon to learn from Chayvul Bachavera to call a Torah Kula, then whatever, there's Mammon and Malkus. You pay the Mammon, you don't get the Malkus. Maybe it's different over here. Mala Chayvul Bachavera, she can't chay b'chamish advarm. Maybe the Chiyuv. Maybe usually you say, come labor the rabbi, now you give him the malchus, you don't pay the mammon, because the malchus is machomer, like the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. When there's misa in mammon, so you don't say, take care of the ben adam machaber. You say, no, you give him the misa, and you don't pay the mammon, and even chayim misa shogig him also. You don't give him the misa, and he doesn't pay the mammon. So the Gemara says, maybe the olam, the same should be by malchus and mammon. Should he come labor the rabbinate? The malchus is more chomer than the mammon. But there's one exception to the rule. By chavu b'chaver, because chay b'chamisha dvarim, that shows that that mammon is more chomer than that malchus. That case, the mammon is more chomer. The ima mayna lekula. And if you'll argue that that doesn't make any sense, even with chamisha dvarim, even if you have asara dvarim, but still, how can mammon be more chomer than malchus? And if you'll argue the point and say that what I said is not correct, that the mammon of chamisha dvarim is mochamer than the malchus, vima moina lekulam. So what is Eda Dingzach? So you see that even though the malchus is mochamer, the mammon Torah says he paid the mammon. So derive from there to kol ha-terakula, that you only worry about the ben adam ha-chaver or the mammon, and you don't give the malchus. The Gemara says, no, there's room to distinguish. To say she can't hoot to Michlola Bibes, and maybe over there it's different, because the love of Loyosa Pinyosef is a weaker love. True, it warrants Malkus. He care Hakosh Emesh over Puta, you get Malkus. But the love that you're getting Malkus for, Loyosa Pinyosef, is a weaker love than a normal love. Why is it weaker? Well, Hoot to Michlola appears in other Mesichtas also, in the context of Droshus, of Midrash HaTorah Nidreshus, memory, trying to learn out. Midinechot lachaveroi, trying to be done a mamatzino, so there's room to distinguish that a lav that has a kula sometimes, huta mechlaloi, like the Gemara someone mentioned. You said the Gemara, no? and Yuma Dav Zayin, and the Gemara Merachas Dav Chafei. The Gemara says about the tzitzes meratzeh, someone mentioned. The tzitzes meratzeh. It says in the Chumash, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz and they brought a carbon bipsul, so the carbon is hurtza, the carbon is accepted. So the Gemara says, what psul is it referring to? If it's talking about pigle, noiser, if it's talking about small, if it's talking about yoshev, laila, whatever, no. Yeah, psukim the tzitz is not meratzeh. So by process of elimination, the Gemara says it can only talking about tumah. If the carbon was often in a state of tumah and the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, so then the tzitz is meratzeh, the carbon is kosher. So Tosis shows from the Gemara there that tzitz is only meratzeh on such a psul that it's huta mechlala sometimes. So when is the tumah huta mechlala? There's a din, you're not allowed to be makar karbonis in a state of tumah, whether the kohen who's doing the hakrava is tamei or the carbon itself, the basar of the carbon is tamei. It's an isa not to be makar karbonis betumah. But there is an exception to the rule. If it's a carbon shezmana kavua, carbon sibur, is dechatuma. That doesn't really mean carbon sibur. It means a carbon shezmana kavua. Right, or let's say the par kohen gadol on Yom Kippur is also a carbon yochid. He pays for it, but that's a shezmana kavua. Whenever you have a carbon shezmana kavua, it has a separate din. So if it happens that the carbon shezmana kavua was offered in a state of tuma, so, and the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, then it'll be meratzeh. No, I said it over wrong. The tzitz is meratzeh, even on a carbon yochid. If a carbon was brought in a state of tumah, and the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, the carbon b'diavad is kosher. L'chatchil, you shouldn't be makrif. But b'diavad, the carbon is kosher. And the reason why we singled out only the tzitz is only meratzeh on the psul tumah, because sometimes we allow tumah l'chatchil. When is that? If it's a carbon tzibur. Means if it's a carbon shizman kavur. So here also the Gemara says, huta mechlala means that you see that Iser is a lower level Iser, not as chomer as the other Iser. So here the Gemara says, the lava of la yesev pen yesev is huta mechlala eitzal bezin. So we explain, what does it mean huta mechlala? Does it mean that bezin sometimes has an obligation to give malchus? So we pointed out, someone pointed out from the Chemda Shlomo, I think, the Rashi's lashon in the first wide line of Rashi. Rashi says, "Hu to mechlala bebezdin, the nitan rishus lebezdin lahalkosa." What do you mean, nitan rishus? Bezdin is mechuyif to give malka. Not to have permission to give malka. You have permission to lek tefillin. You mechuyif to lek tefillin, whether you like it or not. Bezdin is mechuyif to give malkas. So from the Rashi, it would appear that he doesn't learn the Gemara hu to mechlala etzel bezdin. Bezdin is mechuyif to give malkas. Sounds like Rashi meant to say the other din, that Bezna Makam Yonshin Shalom and Adin. The Shliach Bezna has a heter to beat people up if he feels that it's necessary. So that's not called Mitzvah Sabekach. Whenever you have something that's Mitzvah Sabekach, then the Gemara says, Menachas Dav Chafei, it can't consider that Huta Mechalolai. So it probably means here, then someone else showed me the Chassam Sefer has part of this also, that he doesn't think the Huta Mechalolai means the Malkus of the Bezna. Some service says it for a different reason, because that pasuk says, "Aboy miyakino lo yosef pen yosef lakos nikla rabba nikla chicha leinecha." So the pasuk goes on giving more than malchus of bezin. The malchus of the bezin is not included in the lav. It's not included in the first place in the lav. Okay, and then the others argue that the Gemara can't be referring hu to mechlola to the malchus, the mitzvah malchus, because that's mitzvah sebekach. That's not called hu to mechlola. So it must be that Rashi understood the Gemara, Nitan Rishus with Bezin Lahalkosa goes on, the Shliach Bezin has a right to give Malkus. Okay.
Okay. And doesn't Rashi before understand that's a famous five monies that it's not, it's just a general suffix, whether it's Mammon or Malkus is more common. And I'm saying that because of the five monies, they say that it's, that the money in this case is, it was just a fear, but if you think in general, that money is
more on
bounty, well, here you have a different
Qumrah,
anyway,
kind of
five things.
Again, which Rashi are you talking about?
I guess,
Malach Bala Bachaber. Malach Bala Bachaber, Dinhu, Lidain B'mamain, Shuhu, Chomor, Mimalkas, Shekain Yeshbo, Chaimer Acher, Yesh Chai B'chamish Advar. So at that point, the Gemara thought that the Chamish Advar is more common than the Malkas. Then the Gemara says, no, and if you say, even with the Chamish Advarim, the Malkus is still Machomer, and it still it says, even though the Malkus is Machomer, that you don't give the malchus, make him pay the mammon. So you see that from that pasuk, you can extrapolate that you're more worried about the bin al machaver than about the malchus. The Gemara still says no. Maybe it's different there because the malchus comes from a lav, that's weaker. Yeah. So what do you say? What do you see from Rashi?
Isn't it just? Isn't the Gemara specific in general whether mammon or malchus is more chamer?
Right.
And then isn't the Gemara? So
it's like the Gemara just saying, if you say Mammon is more Chomer, well, maybe it's because it has a different Chomer. And then if you say Malchus is more Chomer, even with the Chomer, Chamisha Dar, the Malchus is still more Chomer, right? And nonetheless, the Torah says that you don't give the Malchus, make him pay the Mammon. So you see that it's not Komle b'dirab mina. You don't give him the Mochomer, Dikin, when you give him the Kal. You worry more about the Bin al-Machaver than about the Malchus. So you should So let's extrapolate from there to Kol HaTarkula. Gemara says, no, there's room to be Mechal, because here, maybe over here, you don't worry about the Malkus, because the Malkus is a weaker Malkus, because it's Chuta Mechlala, it's a Bezim. The Lav of Le Yosef is a weaker Lav. As opposed to another Lav, a Baal HaChosid, that's a regular Lav. It's never Chuta Mechlala. It's never Muta. Correct. Yeah. The Gemara in Yuma talks about that, whether Huta Mechlola indicates Huter, it's Hutra, or no, but Dav Kefaket should only be Dechuya. The Gemara in Yuma on that Dav Zayin, does talk about that. That's a strong point. But I think the Gemara says the other way. I think so.
Does say Hutra, which is the word Hutra.
Hutra, right. Sounds like a Hutra, but your argument is a very strong argument. Huta doesn't show anything. If it's Dechuya, then it shows.
Even if the lav is never said in a certain case, it still shows some sort of weakness
in
the lav, that it's not existing in every case.
Why? It's not, if you say it's nitre, so you see, it's easy to knock it over. So you see, it's
like a
nisa
kal. It's like a lash in a shove of a coal. It doesn't happen in every case. So that's weaker than a lav that does happen in every case.
No, let's say Shatan's going to say zuta mechlola because rayan and acetate is mutter. That's not Shatnas. Shatnas is Samra Pishtim, not Re'an and Asetei. So it doesn't say the Hutam, doesn't show it's Hutam Echlola.
Saying Shatnas is Hutra by Tzitzis, though, shows that I have something through normally in Shatnas and Samra Pishtim Yachta.
Okay.
That makes it Hutam Echlola. So that shows there's a slight weakness in the law that in one case. So
that's what Itain is. A weakness should only be an indication if it's Dechuya. If it's Hutra, means that it's never included in the first place.
It's like a launch in a show of Lachol. By an Isser, it's only Shatnas. So that's weaker than the issue that Shaykh and everyone.
Because it's exactly the same thing, right?
We don't say these things are dechuyos. It's not dechuyos that a non-coin's off the Mary of Grusha. That's not a dechuyos in the issue of Grusha the coin. It's not there at all, but still. Because the same issue of Bakol is weaker.
It's weaker because it's the exact same thing. I can marry a Grusha, and the Kohen can marry a Grusha. We can both marry. He's not allowed to, and I am allowed to. It's exactly the same thing. But over here you say, the lav never applies at all in the first place in this case.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing. Several pishtim is several pishtim, except for when I put tzitzis on the four corner bagel.
No, but if you're going to say over here that the whole lav doesn't apply to Bezdin giving Malkus, like the Chasam Sofer pointed out. The pasuk says, "Haboy mi'akenu lo Yosef." The whole lav is only on giving more than he deserves. Give the malchus that he deserves, but never included in the lav. So how does that show that it's huta mechlaloi? If it was never included at all, that's not huta mechlaloi. If you have a lav, but it's restricted only to kohanim, doesn't apply to Yisraelim. So that's ena shava bakol shows that it's a weaker lav. But over here, it doesn't show it's weaker. It's not the conditions. The conditions are not being fulfilled.
It's also been supposed to be kept.
Right, okay. Two reasons why, right.
It says that the lav has to be
is not called Huta Mechlala Eitzel Chicken, because it was never included in the first place. Just because the Basa Becholav is restricted.
But Chelav,
the Gemara says that Chelav is Huta Mechlala Eitzel Chai, it is called Huta Mechlala. No. No, but the pasuk starts off by saying, "Kol chedav lo sechelu." Then the Torah says, but there's certain chela that is mutter. So it sounds like originally it was included, and then it was excluded. That's mutter legamre. It's mutter legamre. Okay, you got to look in the Gemara and Yuma there. The Gemara says the fair is like that. The Gemara uses the term huta mechlala and shows that it's hutra. Even though logically there's room to argue that it should be in fakir, huta mechlala should show that it's the chui. Okay. Let's see again. So first the Gemara thought that Ula derives his klal that mamayne mishal milka laylaki amamatzino from chayla b'chaver. So the Gemara just rejected it because there's what to be meshiv. You can be dana mamatzino, fine. You can make up a mamatzino, but if there's a chokal hachmer, so you can't derive the kalatar kula. Ela the Gemara says no. The gomami edim zemim. Rashi says no. It's a mamatzino, not from chayva b'chaver, but rather from edim zemim. What's a mamatzino? My edim zem dika mamon malkus. There should have been malkus. What do you mean there should have been malkus? Which lav lo sana? So Tosis wrote. This is just quoting a Gemara. Tosis lamed beis lamed beis. The last line in the tiny letters in the Tosis Yushanim says Tosis Yushanim ksav yad. That it's in the brackets. Kedemashma beperakam and demakas. So the last line in that Tosis Yushanim, right? The last line right before the Tosis dibamaschal michdi ksiv. Tosis says they have this in Sanhedrin Barichas. They write in a few places. There are really two good reasons why you shouldn't be like from the lava of Laisana Brecha Eid Shoker. Number one, we hold like the Tana, and like Rabbi Yechon and the Amor, Lav Shema Maisa Ein Loikim Olav. It's not Dumi the Lav de Chasima. So Laisana Brecha Eid Shoker is violated by speaking. And number two, it should be Ein Loikim Olav because once in a while it leads to Einish Misa. So that should be labeled as a Lav Han Shinitan, Asoras Misa's Bezen. Not only is it considered labanitan lasaras misbezin, if the guy's mamish mechal Shabbos, if they would have given hasrola misa, we would have given a misa. So if he give him hasrola malkas, he can't give malkas. Even in a case where it's not shaykh to give misa for the loisana, you give misa if the edim zemimim testified that he deserves an earnish misa, and when mazam them vasisim la kashuzam, then they get misa. But even if talking about a case where you gave edim sheker about mammon, he says Pliny stole $1,000. Asana is labeled as a lav shenitan lasaras misa bezin. Even on this case, it could never have led up to misa. Tosis shows a gemara and Shabbos like that, a gemara and Erevin like that. That's called a lav shenitan lasaras misa bezin. So the two good reasons why we should have said on our own that there's no malchus for Asana, but the pasuk says that it's an exception. The pasuk says beferes there is malchus. Where's the pasuk? It says, what does it mean? That the witnesses, we accepted Haggadah Seders and we established someone as a Rasha. And then we were mazim the Edom and we realize now that the one who we thought was the Rasha really the Tzaddik. The one who was the Tzaddik is really the Rasha. Then it says, V'hayom bin HaKoyis HaRasha. So it says that you give Malkus to the Edom Zaymim. That's how the Torah Shabbat interprets the Parsha. It's talking about Edom Zaymim, V'hayom bin HaKoyis HaRasha. So the Torah says, "Beferish that there is malchus for losana. Where do you have malchus for losana?" So Gemara says, "The only case is by ben grusha mechalutza. Normally, if the witnesses testified falsely that he owes money, so we say asisim like kashzamam, they pay. Or if they testified falsely that he deserved the death penalty, so we give them kashzam, give them the death penalty. Or if they testify falsely that he deserves malchus because he ate chazer." Then we give malchus not because of losana, but because it says kasha zamam. So when do you say that the pasuk is megale that we do give malchus for losana, despite the fact that it has two strikes against it? She really should have been labeled as a lav shema maisa. It really should have been labeled as a lav shenitan lasaras misa bezin. Two good reasons by en loikem alav. So the pasuk says nonetheless, he do give malchus for the losana. Where is that? Mora says that's the first mishnah in malchus ben grush machalutza. You don't do kasha zamam. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says you give them malchus. So in that case, the Gemara said that's why you give malchus. So now the Gemara is raising the issue. Every case of edim zamim, every single case of edim zamim, should really give them malchus because they violate. Why do you say the pasuk only goes on ben grusha machalutz? Say it goes on every single case of edim zamim. So why don't you say that you give them both malchus and they pay the mammon as well? So the answer is no. It says, and that pasuk says, So which one of the two punishments do you give him? So the Gemara quotes, the Pasuk says, Yad b'yad, here, four lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Nichdik sivasism la kasha zamam lasos liyochad, he give kasha zamam. Why does it say yad b'yad? Yad b'yad means zara nita miyad liyad. So the Pasuk says that the Edom Zemimim, if they intended to be mafsid zamam mamad, they pay him the mamad. If they pay the mamad, so you can't say they get malchus. So we restricted that Pasuk that says v'itzdik v'shiva hayam bin akosa rasha, you give malchus v'lasana, only applies to the case of Ben Gush Machalutza, and maybe one or two or three more cases. Right, the Mishnah only has two, and the Rambam adds on the other two from the Gemara and Beis Amid Beis and Malkus.
Why did the Gemara choose Yad B'Yad in that pasuk?
What does it say? Again, what do you say? Yad B'Yad doesn't say by any Zemim.
No, I'm asking why we choose Yad B'Yad in that pasuk and not the other.
More Dabranita Miyad B'Yad, in one sense.
Why is Shem B'Shein not repetitive or Ayin
B'Yad? I don't know.
That's not what I'm saying. Yeah, it's not.
No, but he says our tradition has it that I'm the ayin also means to pay money.
It means the same thing.
I don't know. Maybe they figured that out because of this phrase yad b'yad. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Does it work on it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Taisus works on it. Very good. So Nachama. So the Gemara in Amid Aleph says, Ella, the Mokar Avula must be a mamot, you know, from Edim Zaymimim, that they really should have gotten Malkus, the Pasuk says, V'hoyom Birakos HaRasha. Really should have given, every Eid Zaymim should really get Malkus. And when you have Malkus and Mamon, she really give both, but you can't, because it says, Kedei Rishosa. So which of the two do you give? So it's Beferish that you give him the Mamon. Beferish. Beferish Yipzatar Edim Zaymimim, that they pay mamad. So learn out from there. Ma'idim zemimim. What does the Gemara say? Ma'idim zemimim. Dika mamad amalkus. Mamadim shal milkal aloki. Al kol hecha dika mamad amalkus. Mamadim shal milkal aloki. That's the mamad sinu. So the Gemara says, no, there's room to argue. Ma'idim zemim shikain. Einam tzrichim hasra. The punishment of kashazamam is so chomor. And here the punishment of Kasha Zamam is to pay the money. Usually the punishment is to give Malkus or to give Misa. Here it's to pay money. So the punishment of Kasha Zamam is so chomer that it does need Hasra. So he pointed out that Rashi was a little bit not meduyak. Rashi said you'll give Misa, five lines on the bottom in the Rashi, you'll give Misa or Malkus or Mamon without Hasra. So the Rashash pointed out the word Mamon is a little bit labdavka in the Rashi. Mamon never needs Hasra. Mom and never need Tatsura. Rashi on the next staff writes like that. Rashi writes, you don't give an Aina Shaguf without Hasra.
Isn't Rashi just listing out possible punishments?
Yeah.
It's not a kasha.
It's a little bit not meduic. Yeah. So, all right. Rashi agrees. Rashi himself writes like that on the next staff. For an Aina Shaguf of Misa Malkus, you need Hasra. But the Gemara is trying to bring out the idea, maybe only by Edom Zemimim, you can't learn that from Edom Zemimim to call out Torah Kula, because the Oynish of Kasha Zamam, in this case happens to be Mammon, is more chomer than the Malkus of Loisana. Why? Because Shkenen and Tzricha Masro. They get a punishment of Misa and Malkus, even if there was no Hasro. So maybe over there, that's an exception to the rule, that Kasha Zamam is more chomer than the Malkus. Then the Gemara continues back again, the Ima Moina Lekula. And if you say, nonetheless, despite the fact that Kasha Zamam is so chomer, but bottom line, you're only paying money, so the Malkus should still be more chomer. So learn out that it's kom lebe de rab mine, and kol ha-terakula should be, again, the imam moina lekula, and if you'll argue the point and say, that the, even though ain't tzrichim hasro, but mamon is still kal, and nonetheless, Torah says that they pay the mamon, they don't get the malkus. So let's derive to call it Torah Kula. Mor says, no, there's still room to say over there, the lav leisane, is weaker than another lav. If there would be any other lav, maybe you would be like Avein and Misham. This is a weaker lav. It's a chiddush that you get malchus in the first place. Why is the lav lasana weaker? Shekein loy osu maisa. Why is that a weaker lav? What does that mean? So Tosfos learns the Gemara means that a lav shein bo maisa. What's the taka the din of a lav shein bo maisa? So lav shein bo maisa is a machlokes hatanoim we discussed yesterday. Machlokes hatanoim regarding malchus. All the tanoim agree that you learn out malchus depends on dumi the lav da chasima. Losachs mishor b'disha. So there's a machlokes hatanoim whether you establish also lav shein bo maisa is not dumi the lav da chasima. No, you can violate lav da chasima without doing a maisa also. So that's we said if a person leaves over Korban Pesach till the morning, he violated that law of Lois Hesirim Emen Ad Boiker. All the Tanoim say the same thing, there's no Malkus. But why is there no Malkus? It's a Machlekes HaTanoim, and Malkus and Shavuos and a different Masechtus. So one Tano says, because Alam and Nita Esek, whoever leaves over the, whoever's Moisib, Sarah Pesach, and that's Baish Tisrofa, you have to burn it. That's Alam and Nita Kleser. That's why you're not like it. And the other Tano says, no, because Alam Shema Maisa ain't like Mo. Then it's a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish, which Tanis Shita should we adopt La Halacha? So we follow Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish, we always fasten Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases, and this is not one of the three cases that we pass like with Shlokish. So we follow Rabbi Yechanan, that a lav shem emaisa is ain loikim olof. There's no malchus. What about Misa? Do you need, for Misa, is there such a klal? In Misa, there's no klal. We said a few times, Malkus, there's a klal. Whoever violates a lav, the dummy, the lav, the chasima, gets Malkus. So one of the klalim, the way we pass on halach is, has to be a lav sheyesh b'mais. A lav sheyesh b'mais, not dummy, the lav, the chasima. From Misa, there is no klal. And Megadef is b'misa, Mekal Lavim is b'misa, even though it's only Dibur. And the Dibur we always consider lav sheyesh b'mais. So by Misa, there is no klal. Whenever it says in Chumash that there's Misa, there's Misa. There's no halacha that says you have to have a ayidei maisa. Rashi writes in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says, Mishnah lists off Elohein Haniskolan, then it has Elohein Hanisrafin, Elohein Hanachnok, and Elohein Hanaharogim, list off all the people. So it mentions Adaf Samach Vav, I think, in Sanhedrin, it mentions Elohein Haniskolim, Hamachalas HaShabbos is Beskilo. So Rashi says, only if Hamachalas HaShabbos are Yidei Maisa. So he doesn't mean to say there is no universal rule, there is no general rule. That's on Samach Vav and Aleph, the top Mishnah, a few Mishnah is there. So the top Mishnah says, Hamachalas HaShabbos is Skilo. So Rashi says, only if he does a Malacha Kegon, Dovish Yesh Bo Maisa. You have to do a Maisa. It's not because there is a universal rule that a Lav Shem a Maisa, you don't get Maisa. There is no such rule. Because Chilul Shabbos needs a Maisa. That's a Din Hilchos Malacha Shabbos. There's no Malacha Shabbos B'Shevi Altas. There's such a difficult Rav Mor. On the side of the page in Yeridaya, once every 100 pages, they printed a Tshuvas HaRamah. There's a whole sefer, a whole volume of Tshuvas HaRamah. So once in a long while, they have printed on the side Tshuvas HaRamah. So they have a very difficult Tshuvas HaRamah that we don't really accept La Halacha. The Ramah learns Pshat in the Mishnah, Samach Zayin Amin Aleph in Sanhedrin, that Alav She'im HaMais, there's no Einish Misa on. There is no such klal. The Pasha Pshat, you see the Mishnah, HaMachashe Foysa Maisa, is Chayiv Misa. It's not because you need a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. It's a different din. That's by definition. That's Kishuv. If I just do magic, if it's black magic, I have a Gemara Sanhedrin, and I wave a magic wand, and it turns into a Gemara Ksubis. And really a Gemara Ksubis, so that's Kishuv. But if I wave a magic wand, and I substitute, I pull that Ksubis from my pocket, from my sleeve, and I pull that's not Kishuv. That's Loyos HaMaisa. Osa Maisa means, did I really change the thing? And Loy Osa Maisa means it's just a sleight of the hand and you didn't notice that I fooled you. So that's a din, that's by definition. If Loy Osa Maisa is not called Kisha, not because there's a universal rule, Lav Shema Maisa, there's no Misa. There is no such rule. So when Rashi writes on Samach Vavim and Alpha Machalas HaShabbos Ayidei Maisa, he doesn't mean to allude to a universal rule, there's no Skila on a Lav Shema Maisa. It means in Hilcha Shabbos, it's by definition, it's not called a Malacha. If it's B'Shevi Altasa, that's what we were saying. The Mokhi Yosef, Esther Kasha and Bava Kama, how does the woman bench licht on her Shabbos? If you say Yisha Mishum Chitzov, so it's as if she's continuing to burn the candle as Shabbos continues. So she's Machal Shabbos. So the Nebuk Yosef gave a different answer, and all the Achrayim gave this answer. There's no Chilul Shabbos, B'Shevi Al Tasa. The Kumli Aseh she did was before Shabbos. On Shabbos she's sitting passively, she's not doing anything. So that can't be labeled as Chilul Shabbos if you Shevi Al Tasa. That's what Rashi is saying over there. So there's a klal lav shem emaisa the machlokes hatanaim. We pass lav shem emaisa ain loikim olam. There's such a klal b'negiat hachatos. That's the opening Mishnah increases. A lav shem emaisa inat chayv chatos b'shegeg. Mishnah has a whole discussion. What about hagadif es Hashem b'shegeg is he chayv chatos anat lav shem emaisa? So by chatos there's a rule, and by malchus there's a rule. It may not necessarily be the same rule. The definition of what's called a maisa b'negiat malchus may not necessarily be the same definition of what's called a maisa in the negiah to chatos. Abel Vela Soloveitchik has a Ramban and Malchamas like that in Sanhedrin. That is not the same definition. Okay, but by misa there is no rule bechlal. In Shabbos there's a rule. Alav shema maisa, malacha shema maisa is not called a malacha by definition. You got to figure out, you got to polish up what's the definition of maisa for Chilul Shabbos. But for misa there is no such klal. So what does it mean over here? The Gemara says, maybe the reason why you're not loike, maybe in Kol HaTorah Kulo, where you have a real solid lav, you get the malchus and you don't get the misa. Maybe over here, shiny Eidim Zemimim, because it's ein bo maisa. It means ein bo maisa, like a lav shem bo maisa. That's what Tosis says. And then Tosis discusses, is akimas piv habi maisa, kimas piv lo habi maisa. That's a discussion in Sanhedrin, whether is it called lav shem bo maisa. One could have read the Gemara differently, not necessarily the way Tosis read. You can learn what the Gemara calls a mizamim and malav shem amaisa. Maybe it means what we said the other day, that rabot tzrichim hachroza. Torah says there are four people who get Mrs. Bezin, with the whole purpose of the Mrs. Bezin is to serve as a deterrent. It says all four times, hanisharim yishmu v'yirov v'lo yizidunoy, that this should serve as a deterrent for others. So maybe that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, they attempted to kill a guy, but they didn't succeed in killing him. If they would have succeeded in killing him, so then the Gemara says, Kasha Zama Velay Kasha Rasam. Kasha Zama Lassas Lachab is Machachachav Kaim, only if he's still alive. If they succeeded in killing him, then there is no din of Kasha Zama. So the case, the Mesis also, the Mesis is Chai Misa, he tried to convince me. He tried to coax me to worship Abba. I didn't succeed. I'm coming to Bezin to testify against him, to give me. He didn't succeed. And the Zaka Mamre also, Ben Saramar, Zal Shem Seif on Eret. These four people, they don't really deserve an Anish Misa for what they did. So one could read the Gemara like that. Ma'ali Edim Zemimim, Shekein Loi Osu Maisa, doesn't necessarily mean what Tosis learns. Tosis means like a Lav Shem Bo Maisa. Which a lav shem ha-maisa is not relevant for misa, means it's not relevant for mammon, it's relevant for malchus. So that's what it means. Usually a lav shem ha-maisa is ain't gonna like him all of, and this is an exception to the rule that you are like it, but it's a weaker malchus because based on the universal rule, it should have been no malchus. And maybe over here, whenever there's mammon, so you don't give them malchus. That's what Tosis learns. But one could perhaps translate, we should look in the Shita Mekubetzes, maybe some Rishonim translate. Ein bo maisa means it's a different kind of a misa. It's habot tzrich machrozeh. The einish misa that they get is just to serve as a deterrent. And the einish malchus, whatever einish they get, is only to serve as a deterrent. They really didn't succeed in getting away with the eid of sheker that they were trying to pull off over here. By moment, there's a machlokes a rishonim. What if the bezin paskin that you have to pay the money, you paid already? So you all say kasher zama v'loy kasher asa. So some rishonim say even by moment you say kasher zama v'loy kasher asa. The Ritva and Bava Basra has like that. And the Tosfos in the beginning of Bava Kama says not so. We usually assume like the Tosfos that kasher zama v'loy kasher asa does not apply to moment. The pasuk says that it's to serve as a deterrent. Hanisharim yishmu v'reo v'lo yizidnak. Yeah. Yeah. How do you translate that pasuk? Chol ha'am yishma v'yiro v'lo yidino. How do you translate that? The pasuk says that this einish misa is to serve as a deterrent that the other people shouldn't do this. So that's called a lav v'lo yidino. How does the pasuk, anybody balkari here? How does the pasuk say by Eidim Zemimim?
It's lo yosifu
v'lo yosifu. So So the pasuk just says this einish that the Edom Zayim meant, Vasisim lach Hashem lasas liochiv, and then v'chol ham ishmei biro v'lo yasif alasal sod, means this punishment of Kazam should serve as a deterrent. That's what it means. What do you say? No, Hashem ishmei biro. That's it, to serve as a deterrent. V'lo yizid denoid is a laisase. Maybe it's another lav. Maybe it's another lav. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. How do you translate the phrase v'lo yasifu od? V'lo yasifu od.
It would be another lav on the same thing.
You have a pasuk lasana berecha et shaker. Anyone who gives aid a sheker, whether he gets caught or he doesn't get caught, is in violation of lasana. Then you have over here. Is this another lav? V'lo yasifu od? Oh no, the pasuk means you need achraza, and the mele they will not. Ha'cholam yishmiro. And they will not do this, will serve as a deterrent, they will not do it. You say no, and no one is allowed to do this aveira. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. What's the din? Let's say there's a Mishnah in the end of Makkos. Yesh charish telem echad, a person is plowing a field, and it gets 8 times malchus. What's get 8 times malchus? Happens to be it's a cemetery, he's a kohen, he's a nazir, and it's yontif, and he's planting kalayim, a whole bunch of things. And wearing shatnas at the same time. He's doing 8 aveiras. So how come you get 8 times malchus? Why don't you say kidei v'shosa, come lebi the rabbani? What kind of come lebi the rabbani? Malchus doesn't pat the malchus. There is no such thing. So you chayv 8 times malchus. Get 8 times malchus. Yesh charish talam echon, and he gets 8 times malchus. So what if a person testified falsely that Pliny ate basa b'cholov and we gave him hasroa and he said I don't care, give me the malchus. And Bez makes a gemar din to give malchus. Then we catch the Edom that they were lying, we're mazim them. So how many times malchus did they get? Once malchus or twice malchus? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. You can't say you can't get twice malchus because kam lebi derab min. If you did one amaisa, yesh charish talam echad uchay vala shmoina malchios. You can do one pa'ula and you violate 8 averas. So there's a machlokes in the Mishnah Malchus. Where the Yadim Zemimim get once Malchus or twice Malchus. The Gemara explains the Machlekes is, do you have 2 lav and do you have 1 lav? We know there's 1 lav of Lasana Berecha Eid Shoker. And the Torah says, Vasisim Lakasha Zamam, that's a punishment for the lav that he did. Then do you have an additional lav, Velo Yasifu Laso Sot? That's 2 lavim? If it's 2 lavim, you give him twice Malchus. But if it's only 1 lav, Cholam Yishmeru V'lo Yizid. No, it does mean, and you're not allowed to do. And this will serve as a deterrent, and they will not sin. This will deter people from sinning. But it's not another lav. Then you don't get twice malchus for one pasuk. It says loisane, so you're going to get 12 malchus because he violated loisane. Then you're going to give another malchus because of kashizama. You can't give twice malchus for one aver. But if you hold that the 2 different lavim, so then it's a Rav Meir. That's a machlokes Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. How do you translate the words V'lo yasifu od? V'lo yasifu od, and this will serve as a deterrent that people will not, no one will do this again, or that you're not allowed to do that. If you hold it's another lav, so there's twice malchus, like yesh charish lamechot. So that's a machlokes Hatanai, Manomit Beis. The Gemara quotes, that's a Mishnah Malchus. Again. So here the Gemara says, maybe Edom Zayimim, the reason why they don't get, the reason why you make them pay the money and you don't give them malchus, because that malchus is a fluky malchus to begin with, because ain't bo maisa. So again, so Tosis translates, shekein loy osu maisa, means it's a lav shein bo maisa. Lav shein bo maisa is not relevant for misa, but it's relevant for malchus. So you're giving them malchus, it's a chiddush. So maybe never there's mum and you don't give them malchus because it's a weak malchus. But in a normal malchus, maybe you give the malchus and you don't make him pay the mammon. That's what Tosis learns. And then one can learn also, loy osa maisa means that it's a whole einish, is only they attempted to get away with something, but they didn't succeed. So the punishment that we mete out to them is really not an einish l'sho'avar. The sin that they violated is not so terrible. It's to really to serve as a deterrent. But maybe that's when shekein loy osa maisa means their punishment is not l'sho'avar. There's such a Rambam in Hilchos Seder. The Rambam says when you punish the Edom kasha zamam. So the Rambam says Edom zamamim don't need hasra lefi shein bo maisa. Edom zamamim don't need hasra lefi she'ein bo ma'isa. So the Ravid says, anayazach, and megadif es Hashem is chayv misa, also doesn't need hasra, because ein bo ma'isa, it's only dibur. Edim zamimim violate the avera ide dibur. So the Rambam says, ein bo ma'isa, so you don't need hasra. So what about megadif es Hashem? Also doesn't need hasra. How can it be? So the Kesem Mishnah says with a straight face, yeah. Apparently the Rambam will say, yes, that megadif does need hasra. It never says in the Gemara, megadif does need hasra. How can it be? Never says. The Gemara we mentioned the other day, the Gemara may say that there were four people that don't need hasra, the Mesis and the Edim Zemimim and the Ben Sora Mora, according to Rashi, and the Zakam Mamre, these four, if you collect all the Gemaras, it may sound like these four don't need hasra. But it never says Megadif does need hasra. So what's Takeb Shat Pashta says that Megadif does need hasra. So what does the Rama mean? Ein leinim zamimim shgogo. You don't need hasra by yedim zamimim lefisha ein ba ma'isa. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim learned that it doesn't mean that. It means the only time there's a gzeres hakasuv. What is hasra for? Le'nitan sol hafchem eshegig lemezid. You got to know that the guy's doing the aver of the mezid. What if he just gave a shear? He just gave a shear on chazer, and he was using this chazer as the mushel. And then he goes in the middle of the shear, he eats the chazer. He's explaining why it's so, and he goes and eats it. Nobody gave him any hasra. So that's a machlegas atanem, but a chaver. The guy's a tamachochem, he knows the dinim. He just gave a whole shear on this. Chaver tzarach hasra, chaver ain't a tzarach hasra. The Raman Paskins like the normal shita. Chaver even a tamachochem, tzarach hasra. Then the Rambam writes, why lefish lanitna asra lehafchem in shegig lemezim? That's the reason of the other Tana. The Tana who says, chover, tamachochem, ein atzar hasra, because for the old purpose of hasra, fish lanitna asra lehafchem in shegig lemezim, so the chover, we know he's doing it b'mezim, just gave a whole shiur to explain, this was the demonstration, this is the basa b'cholam, and then he goes ahead and he eats it, so he knows that he's doing an aver, so what does he need asra? So you see that the Rambam understood the Gemara. Everybody understands the same thing. Hasra's lahavchem eshegig lemezid. But that minority opinion, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah holds chaver and tzarach hasra, because it's only to determine in mitzias is he b'shegig or b'mezid. Chaver, we know he's doing b'mezid. So what do you need hasra? So we don't pasken like that. We pasken al pi halacha. If you didn't give a hasra, but when it comes to din in the fashas, the Gemara says all the midrash atar and the dreshes ben are always different. You always say v'hitzilahu eda. You always bend over backwards to darshan the psukim in such a way lahokel, to try to acquit the guy that he shouldn't get the punishment. So we say if the person doesn't aver b'mezid, he knows he's just giving a shir on this. He knows he's doing the aver b'mezid. Officially, if there was no hasra, we label it as b'shoigik. And now the Rambam says b'medvar ma'amurim, when they have such halacha, if the oynish is given l'sha'over for the avera that he did, so we want to label the avera is an avera b'mezid. But by Edim Zemimim, it's not a punishment l'sha'over, it's to serve as a deterrent. V'chol hom yishmeri rov, lo yizidno. It's to serve as a deterrent. So since by Megadif, the oynish is for the avera that he did in the past. So of course you need hasra. When the Rambam says, ein le'edim zemimim shkogo, if Hashem ba ma'is, it doesn't mean the avera of Edim Zaymimim is violated Aydei Dibur as opposed to Aydei Ma'is. Aydei Dibur, you still need Asra. Megadif also needs Asra. What he means to say is that the punishment is not a punishment for the avera that he did in the past, that you have to have Asra to label it as b'mezid. As long as we have the impression that he knew what he was doing, the witnesses know that they're giving false testimony, Edim Zaymimim, they know it's not true. And they're trying to pull over a shtick over here, probably pull off a stunt over here. So we know that they did it in Mezer. I but the Xeris HaKosuv that they need Asra. So he says, that's only when the Einish that you're giving is an Einish L'Shavar. So you want to have officially that it should be labeled as B'mezer. But here it's not an Einish L'Shavar. It's to serve as a deterrent. So that's what it means. Ein bo Hasra. You don't give an Einish Aguf unless the fellow did an Avera. The Ben Sarmar also has to do an Avera, even though he's not Ragal Shem Sofo, but he has to have violated an Avera. So the Edim Zemim violated the Avera of Loisana. But the Avera is not that Chomer. They tried, it was attempted murder. They were trying to kill the guy. They were going to give him the death penalty. Yadu Edim Tia Bar Rishana. It was Nigmadina Lemisa based on their false testimony. They were prepared to give the Einish Misa to the person. And then the last minute, before we gave him the Einish Misa, we were mazim their Edis. So for attempted murder, he doesn't really deserve to get the death penalty, maybe life in prison, maybe something else. So the Torah says, no, you give kasha zom. So that's what the pasuk says, that these four cases of einish misa, where you need achraza, is really to serve as a deterrent. So that's what the Rambam says, ein leidem zamimim shkoga lefishein bo maisa. You don't need the gzeres hakasub dikadin, that you need hasra to label the averas and aver b'mezid, because the einish that they get, you have to have violated an avera. We know they did it b'mezid, there's no question about it, but this official halacha that if you didn't have asra, it's not called mezid, that's only when the einish comes as an einish l'sha'avar. But b'yedim zamim is not l'sha'avar, it's l'haba. It's not l'sha'avar.
What does Tosus try to say
with l'sha'im b'mezid? Tosus learned that it's like lav she'im b'mezid. Like lav she'im b'mezid, so they start pilpiling, but in Gemara and Sanhedrin there's a discussion whether Akimas Piv Havi Maisa, Akimas Piv Loi Havi Maisa. The fact that the Edim Zemimim testified, maybe that itself is called Yeshba Maisa. So Tosfos says, no, our Gemara goes with the Shita Akimas Piv Loi Havi Maisa, and Edim Zemim is called Lav Shein Bo Maisa. What's the significance of Lav Shein Bo Maisa? So in Misa it's insignificant. For Malkus it's significant. Lav Shein Bo Maisa is Ein Leik Malov.
In the case you're talking about Malkus or Misa?
The case is Malkus. The case of Gemara is Malkus and Mammon, so the Edom Zemimim pay the Mammon, they don't get the Malkus. So Ula wants to derive from there to call a Tarakula that any other case, Kayetze B'zeh, where there's Malkus and Mammon, you pay the Mammon, you don't get Malkus. So the Gemara says, how can you derive from here to call a Tarakula? Maybe here the Malkus is a weaker Malkus, because he shouldn't have really gotten Malkus. It should really be a Lav Shem Amaisa in Loikim Alav. It's a Chiddush Akzeres HaKos. That was what Tosfos pointed out. They were just quoting Gemara. There are two reasons why Lysana shouldn't have gotten Malkus. Because Lav Shema Maisa, Lav Shenit and Lav Saras Mrs. Bed. But we have a Pasuk. It's Dikas Hatzak of Shiras HaRasha V'Hoyah Minakos HaRasha. That it goes on Lysana. That there is Malkus. But it really should have, based on the universal rule, should have been Malkus. Maybe only over here you pay the mom and you don't get Malkus, because this Malkus is really Kula Chiddush. But in a normal case of a normal Malkus, maybe Ula should agree. You should have agreed that you get the Malkus and you don't pay the Mammon. That was the Gemara's argument. There's room to dingzach. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not a Mamatzina. Mamatzino, if there's what to dingzach, they dingzach. The Gemara says, no, it's a Gzeira Shavah, Lemaidim Ve'im Meshivim. That's the top Rashi. You can't dingzach.
What was the problem?
No, I'm just saying, Tosfos understood the line in the Gemara, Shekein Ein Bo Maisa, means it's a Lav Shem Bo Maisa, it's a weaker Malkus. I suggest that maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe it doesn't mean a lav shema mais. Maybe what it means is the oinish of Edom Zemimim is not for the avera, it's to serve as a deterrent. So to serve as a deterrent is a chiddush, is a fluky thing. So maybe the only time you give the malchus to serve as a deterrent is if there's no other normal oinish of mammon. But if there's mammon, so you give the mammon and you don't give the malchus. If you have nothing else, then you give the malchus.
Why should I pay the mammon?
I don't know. To pay mammon, you don't even have to have violated a law. That's what Tosfos has on base. Le Hashem hamvina de malchus mevila de tashlumin. The Tosfos says, in order to get malchus and misa, you have to have violated some law or another. In order to pay mammon, you don't have to have violated anything. Even if you say, even if there were no law, b'chayv b'chayv, that happens. There is a law. Yosef ben Yosef, there is a law. Even if there were no law by mazik, let's say I burn down your house, I have to pay. Have I violated an avera? So all the svarim on the first daf and Bava Kam, they all try to ascertain where is the avera, where is the lav and chumash that you're not allowed to burn down someone's property. Even if there wouldn't have been a lav, you would have to pay anyway. To be mechuyif to pay money, you don't have to violate a lav. But in order to get malchus amisa, ein anshim kei masirin, you have to have violated an asara of a lav. Doesn't mean you can't give a punishment unless you warn them. Doesn't mean that. It means you can't give an Einash Aguf. The teachers always said like that. They warn you, I'm warning you now, and if you don't do your homework, I'm going to give you a zero, whatever. So they always say, Einashim came asim. It doesn't apply. Einashim only goes an Einash Aguf. The teacher gives a zero. That's what the kid deserves, a zero. That's not an Einash. You don't have to have violated any law over there. And Elon came asim doesn't mean you have to give a Hasra. Hasra is a different pasuk. Asir means you have to have violated an asaras lav. Asar says lav shmasar. You don't get an einish aguf a malchus a misa unless the person violated some kind of a lav or another.
The reason why Edom Zomim don't need asra, that was from Salvation Kinyan Reb Chaim, that explanation.
Okay. That explanation in the Rambam, yeah.
And so why does a chaver get asra?
Chavah needs asra. If he eats chazer, if he's mechal Shabbos, he gives all shir explaining why you're not allowed to turn
that's
on the lights.
Deterrent. Huh? That's also deterrent. The reason why he
no, that's not to serve as a deterrent. We pass a chavah, does need asra.
But we know he also did it b'mezid.
Right. So one Tana Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds, you know, he did it b'mezid. So chavah ain't a tzarach asra, because the whole purpose of asra lehavchim eshegik lemezid. So the Rambam says that is correct. We accept that, but not to be mevar b'metzias that he do it b'mezer b'shegig. Al pidin, whenever the person did the avera b'li hasro terchidei dibur, doesn't mean maybe he forgot. The next half says maybe dilma mishtalon, maybe they forgot. Even without forgetting, the guy is giving the shear. He's explaining this is batz b'chav, you're not allowed to eat. Then he goes and he eats it. He didn't forget. It's halacha. Whenever learned that from Gzeres HaKosam, whenever there was no official hasra, so officially we label the act as b'shegig, even though it's clearly b'mezid. Because when it comes to din in the fashions, we always bend over backwards. B'hitzilu ha'eda, we always darshan the psukim, everything lahakel to acquit the nidah, not to give him the punishment.
Why do we have to come out to that as a deterrent? Just say Gzeres HaKosam that
No, the Rambam gives a reason. He says, "Ein leim zayn shgogel if ein bo maisa." What do you mean, "ein bo maisa"? So the Rambam says, "New story. A megadiv does need hasra because ein bo maisa." So the Kesef Mishnah says, "Yeah." The Rambam was saying, "Megadiv does need hasra." So that's a difficult Kesef Mishnah. Where the Rambam make up a new klal that you don't need hasra whenever the aver is violated by the dibur. Rav Soloveitchik said, Rav Chaim gave a different shot than the Rambam. Means that the punishment of the edim zaymimim is not an oinish lisha over for having violated the law. His lashon was, this is my lashon about to serve as a deterrent without batzich mechazif. That's my point. Rav Chaim said, "Edim zaymim get an oinish because of the chal Hashem made zaymim." What it means is that it's not an oinish lisha over; it's something else. So I'm explaining what's the something else. It's to serve as a deterrent. But the other gemara, batzich machrozen, he said from Rav Chaim, the Rama means to say, it's not an oinish for having violated the aveira. If he wouldn't have violated any aveira, you don't get an oinish agufa malchus amisa. So they have to violate an aveira. They have to violate an aveira. But the only time the halacha requires official hasra to label it officially as an aveira b'mezid, that's if the oinish is given for an aveira that he did in the past, that he really warrants an oinish. But over here, he doesn't really, it was an attempted murder. He doesn't deserve oinish misa. He should give him life imprisonment. Or something else, or you should beat him up, or something else. But why should you give him the death penalty? So that's ein bo maisa. The oinish is not given for the maisa aver that he did in the past. So I thought maybe that's what it means in the Gemara, ein bo maisa. Maybe that's what the Rambam, what did the Rambam use such a lashon? Ein lem zem shkogel fish ein bo maisa. Maybe it's that. That's how he read our Gemara. Fish ein bo lo yoso maisa. Right. Exactly, that's what I thought it meant. Taisa does not like that. Eimah Maisa, they didn't accomplish. Taisa, because it's a lav shame or Maisa. So lav shame or Maisa is only relevant for Malkus, not relevant for Misa. I thought Eimah Maisa is relevant for Misa and for Malkus. They didn't accomplish what they wanted to, so they really don't deserve such a serious einish. To serve as a deterrent, so it's a weaker kind of a Malkus.
And we stood up for the chaver. The reason why he still requires a stress because we always try to find a kula.
The midrash turned the drasha is very much different indeed in the fashas. The Gemara says based on the pasuk behitzilu ha'eda. So you have a pasuk that indicates that he need hasra. So the chachamim, the majority of the tanaim, one tana says yeah, in order to know that he's doing it amazing. But if he's a Torah scholar, he knows what he's doing. He does need hasra, and we don't accept his opinion. We paskin like the rabban and the rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Even chaver needs hasra. And the Rambam says, why? Because l'fishin l'nitna asra l'afkum eshag l'meis. That's the reason why the Chavah does need asra. That's the reason of the Tana says the Chavah does not need asra. So the answer is no, the Rambam understood. There's a Gzeres HaKosav, you need asra, you darshin the pasuk l'hokel. If you didn't have asra officially, we label the Avera as b'shag. Even though it's clearly b'meizit. He's giving all shir, explaining why the basa b'chalav is asr. But since there was no asra, so officially it's labeled as b'shag. So that official requirement isn't needed If the einish is not lishaavar, by edim zanim is ein bo maisa. The einish that he gets is not because of the severity of the other. There wasn't so severe. They didn't accomplish what they wanted to do.
According to Rabbi's Peshat again in the fish ein bo maisa, so then if edim zanim have misa and mamon, you would also only pay mamon?
I don't think so. No, the Gemara says in the first parak in Sanhedrin, when you have misa and mamon, they get the misa. They don't pay the mamon. No, it's all based on psukim. It's all based on psukim.
So then, if anything closes, is what to do? Because he's specifically only talking about malchus.
Okay, could be. Okay, could be. I don't think so. Not necessarily. Okay, it's a taina. Where is this Rambam by the Edim Zayimim? Perik Chaf. Ein leidem zayn perik chaf halacha dalet in hilcha seidus. Ein leidem zaynim im shgaga lefi she ein bo meisa. Lefichach ein tzirich masra kemo she biyarn. Amar Avram zeh hatam lo yadaiti mahu. I don't know what he's talking about. Lim ipnei she amar akasuv. Torach es yelachem lo oise bishgaga dafka asiya. If you do an asiya b'shoigig, but if it's an aver shem bo asiya, lab shem a meisa, then there's no difference in shaking and mazit. He says, Im kain, megadef ledas chachamim, lo yeh tzarech asra. Machlek is hat time where the megadef is called yesh b'mais, ein b'mais. First mission increases. So we assume, hakim es piv lo yehavi maisa, it's ein b'mais. That's why you're not chayv chatos. If you're megadef b'shaking, you're not chayv chatos, because to be chayv chatos, you also need yesh b'mais. So he says, according to the Rambam, a megadef shouldn't need any hasra. So the Kesem Mishnah says, Anachanami, the Rambam will say it like that. How can you say it like that? So the Pashtus is not like the Kesem Mishnah. Not like the Kesem Mishnah. So that's what Rab Chaim said. The Rambam didn't mean Ein Bo Maisa. He meant that the Einish is not L'Shaavar. It's that the serve is a deterrent, something else, something other than a normal Einish. Okay, so again, those are the two ways to read the Gemara. The Gemara says, maybe the reason why Be'edim Zanimim, you make him pay the money, you don't give the malchus, because that's a shvacha malchus to begin with. Because the malchus really is l'fisha lo yoso maisa. But in a normal case, where the malchus is normal, why shouldn't Ula say that he should be loike b'edim sham? How can you learn from Edim Zemim, extrapolate from Edim Zemim, to call it terkul? It's not the same. The malchus b'edim Zemim is a weaker malchus. Elo, the Gemara says, you're right. The first suggestion didn't work, and the second suggestion didn't work. First suggestion was that it's a mamatzinu from Chayvul B'chaver. Second suggestion is a mamatzinu from Edim Zemim. Ella, the correct pshat is, it's a mamatzinu from a tzad ha-shove. Gom mitravayu. Mala tzad ha-shove shebehem. Each one has a kula and a chumra. Edim Zemim, because we're not sure whether Malkus is always Mohammed and Mamana. Sometimes Mamana is Mohammed and Malkus. The Gemara says, whichever way you want to say, Edim Zemimim has a fluke of a kula, Ein Bo Maisa has a fluke of a chumra. What was the fluke of the chumra? Lefei Shein Tzichem Asro. And Bochevo Bachaber also has a fluke of a chumra. Chamisha Dvarma, fluke of a kula. What was the kula? Shken Huta Mechlaloi. But Hatzad HaShav Shabem, the kula that this one has not the same as the other kula. Chumra that this one has not. So you can't say that chumra, that kula is the cause. Hatzad HaShav Shabem, that in both Chayv b'chavera and Edim Zemimim, there's both Malkus and Momen, and both of them, you pay the Momen, you don't get the Malkus. So let's extrapolate to Kol HaTorkul. Af Kol HaChadik HaMomen HaMalkus, Momen HaMishal Mil Kol HaLoki. So Gemara says, no. Even though you have a Tzad HaShove, Mal HaTzad HaShove Shemem, Shekein Yesh Behem Tzad Chomur, Vim Manu L'Kula, Sheyesh Behem Tzad HaKal. So Tosis asks, if you're going to say atzad malat tzad Hashem sheish men tzad chom tzad akal, he just killed every tzad hashav in the world. Tzad hashav is a midah shatar nedreshes men. There's a midah mamatzina. There is a midah mamatzina. Today, the most often used midah, we don't know how to make a klal prat klal. We don't know how to make a dovish shayv klal v'yatzman klal. We don't know how any of those things work. The thing that we use today is kol atarkul. The Gemara says, Kol HaTarkul is medame milsa lemilsa. That's mamatzinu. Mamatzinu kal v'chayim. These are the only midas that we know how to work with today. And whenever you make a mamatzinu, so if there's mokum to argue, this is kal, this is chomer, fine. But if you have a tzad hashove shebehem, tzad hashove is one of the rules and regulations within a mamatzinu. that even though this din has a kula, and this din has a kula, but they're not the same kula, the kula that this has, that it was roy that the din should only apply in this case, is not the same kirizah. The reason why this case has pays mammon and not malchus can't be the same as the other case. They're not the same kula, they're not the same chumra. So that's a klal hatzara shava shabem. So tzara shava is one of the principles of mamatzinu. So Tosis, the bottom Tosis says you're going to kill every single tzara shava and call it tzara kula. You can't say malat tzara shem sheshem tzad chumra, sheshem tzad kal. So it's a murderous kasha. So Tosis gives a teretz. And then they start flying through Shas to see whether the teretz explains away all the Gemara. The Gemara has this in a few places. So Taisa says what it means is Yesh Ben Tzad Chomer Mishuna. Very unusual. Very unusual. Usually it's not an unusual Chomer, unusual Kula. It has a little Kula, a little Chomer. So if you add Tzad HaShava, so like the first Sugya in Bava Kama, the first Mishnah says, Shor bor ma beheva tzad shav shabem shememanim bihi memanim ushmirasan shememanim ho ushmirasan alecha kishiz et chav amas yishal tashlamin hezek b'mei tavar. The Gemara says there are certain instances of hezek which don't really fall under shor bor ma beheva. It falls under the tzad shav. So you can't say, well, mala tzad shav shem shkan yesh ben tzad chomer. And this can, no, it has a little chomer, it has a little kula. But over here, it's really Meshuna de Gezach. These are quirks. These are really big quirks over here. So that's what Tosis says. The Gemara was arguing, Malat Tzad Hashem Shkeneshmet Tzad Chomer Meshuna, whereas it's Tzad Kal Meshuna. Very unusual. So that should kill even the need of learning a Mamatzina with a Tzad Hashem. Elo, the Gemara says, you're right. Ula cannot possibly be deriving not from Meidim Zemim alone, not from Vlabachaber alone. He can't even learn from the Tzad Hashem both together, because malat tzad sheshven tzad chomer tzad kal elo. So the way we have the gears in the Gemara, ula tachas tachas gomar. He learns from the gzeirah shava, and Rashi says it's mufna, so lemeid the mei meshivim. You have no right to ask any kashas. He learns from the gzeirah shava that in kol atarakula, whenever there's mammon and malchus, you pay the mammon, you don't pay the malchus. And Tosis raises the possibility. There may be, when you reach this point, not that he's learning from here to Kola Tarkula, he's just adding on a third case, just like a Beferish Ripsa Torah. Chavu Bachaber le Tashlomen, a Beferish Ripsa Torah, Eidim Zamim le Tashlomen, so Beferish Ripsa Torah, Oin is a Mefata le Tashlomen. He only meant to add another case, didn't mean to extrapolate from the Xerishova, Tachas Tachas, to Kola Tarkula. So that's what Tosis here. Tosis on the next daf raises that possibility again. Maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, that's the shalit. Once you get to the maskanas of Gemara, is ula the same as we thought in the beginning? Alma kasavar ula kol hechadika mamona malchus mamona mishal milka leilokia. No, the Gemara backed out now that there are only three cases. So that's the two pshat in the Tosis. Fine. Then we saw Rabbi Yechanan Amar, the fifth line from the top. Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Ula. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Fila Taim Achos and Naira Kanshis Bo Kanshila Hisra. Amar Kusav Rabbi Yochanan. What do you see? Rabbi Yochanan holds Kolecha Dika Mamon and Malchus Vasher Bei, and they gave him Hasra Milka Lachem and Aloy Mishal. Gemara says Menole Rabbi Yochanan. How does he know? Maybe Ula is right. How is he so convinced that you get the Malchus? So the answer is Amar Krot says Kadei Rishosa, which has the connotation Mishim Rishachas At Mechavi At Mechavi Mishim Shtei Rishis, and which one do you? So you don't give the both punishments. So which of the two punishments do you give? So it says, V'hipi lo shavu kol afanav. Aboim yakenu. So it says, Mefurish in the Pasuk, that whenever you have Malchus and Mammon together, you give the Malchus and you don't make them pay the Mammon. Frag the Gemara, what's Rabbi Yechon going to do? V'chovel b'chavei, right? V'hari chovel b'chavei, v'dika Mammon and Malchus, mo'enim shal milka le'loki. Yeah, and for the Gemara... So what is my answer? Kidioma Rabbi Lloyd, the fairship starim zam the tashlum and the fairship satarchavel tashlum. That's an exception to the rule. The fairship satur. The Gemara said, Behechitman the Rabbi Lloyd, where was the original memory of Rabbi Lloyd? That Adam Zemim is an exception to the rule. Aho. The original comment was made on the Mishnah in Marcus. It says in the Mishnah, Minamana Bishplan Shabakhver Masim Zuz, Beninzu Zaimimim, they try to make him pay 200 Zuz. and they were huzmum. So what's the din? Loikamim mishalmim. Rab Meir holds he gave them both punishments, Malkus and the Mammon. Shaloi Hashem hamvion leidei Malkus, mevion leidei Tashlumin. The Chachamim Mammon call a mishalim ein aloike. Chachamim say there's a din of kedei risha, so you can't make him, you can't punish him both. So how did the Chachamim know mishalim vein aloike? Why not fakir? Why don't you say b'neimo? Rabbi Yechanan says the rule is called aloike ein mishalim. And there is b'ferishim b'sotari mizam l'tashlumin. So here also, Rabbi Yechanan will say, "Beferishim b'sotar chavu b'chaver l'tashlamin." Fine. So Rabbi Meir holds there is no such din. Ein adam loikem mishalim. Rabbi Meir holds in other places in Shas loikem mishalim, and the Chachamim disagree based on this pasuk. G'day rishasai, shemrish shachasat mechayv. What does Rabbi Meir mean when he says that lashon? Shaloi Hashem hamvion l'day makis, mevion l'day tashlamin. What in the world does that mean? So what does Rashi say? Two separate psukim in two different places in Chumash. Hamikra hamvia, Rashi writes, Shaloi Hashem, Shem means a pasuk. Hamikra, the pasuk, the verse in the Bible, hamvia l'day Malkus and hamvia l'tashlumin. Why? Malkus is from Loisana, that's in Aseres Adibus. Tashlumin is from Kashazama, that's in Kisetze, two different parshas. The cave in the Shnei Shem is saying, Chai Val Shnei. What is the significance of being in two different places in Chumash? Two different psukim, and if it would have been one pasuk, then Rav Meir would have said that what? Ein aloike mishalim. What's the hesber? So Tosfos explains what it is. So Tosfos explains, Tosfos forgot to tell you that they're quoting a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says in Yuma, it says, you're not allowed to eat nevela, if you have an nevela, you're not allowed to eat it, you should rather give it to the ger. So the Gemara says, Asvara, that should be treated as a lav hanitik la'ase. Whoever eats nevela shouldn't be loike. The Mishnah says in Malkus, Elohein aloiken, so it says whoever eats nevela gets Malkus. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Laman Zayin, raises the possibility. Maybe one who eats nevela, the Gemara says in Machlek Zataraim, one who eats nevela should be ein aloike, because he should be considered a lav hanitik la'ase. What do you mean a lav hanitik la'ase? Lav hanitik la'ase means, and if I violated it, next step is shalech to shalach. If you did, then you have to burn it. What do you mean over here? You shouldn't eat the nevela, and if you ate it, then you should give it to the dog. You should give it to the guy. You ate it already, so far foul. So Tosfos shows from that Gemara. You see that there are two kinds of lava nitiklasi. If the lav is in one place, the essay is in a different place. Lo sigzol the heishav sagzel are two different places in Chumash. Heishav sagzel is the end of Parshas Vayikra. Lo sigzol is in a different place in Vayikra. Kedoshim, I think. So if they're in two different places, the only time it's called the lav and nitik la essay is if after having violated the lav, the Torah prescribes what you're supposed to do. But if it says the essay right next to the lav, so that's already not dumi de lav da chasima. It says lo satsum shor b'dishay, and it doesn't tell you anything else what to do instead of that. Here it says lo sochol kol nevela lager shor shachtana b'chola. It says instead of doing that, do this. So the Gemara holds a yuma aswar that that's called a lav anitik lesei. It's not the normal lav anitik lesei where the essay undoes the results of the lav. The heisha b'sagzel is a different kind of lav anitik lesei. You have it by something very similar by Tmura. The opening Mishnah in Tmura says that you're not allowed to say Harezu Tachazu, Lo Yachlifenu, Lo Yomarasi, you're not allowed to declare Tmura. And if you did, so the Mishnah says, Sofik is Harbaim, you get Malkus because you violated Lo Yachlifenu, Lo Yomarasi. So the Gemara asks, how come this Malkus? It should be a Lava Nitik Le'ese. What kind of Lava Nitik Le'ese? Because it says, Lo Yachlifenu, Lo Yomarasi, Hema Yomar, Behayahu Smarasa Yekodesh. That's to undo the Avera. It doesn't undo the Aver. How does it undo the Aver? So in a certain sense, that's what the Tosfos points out, the Gemara in the beginning of Temura, and the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin. So another kind of Lava Nitik Lesi, two different kinds. So that's where Rashi translated the words over here. Shaloi Hashem havin l'day makas mevin l'day tashlum, and if it would have been in the same pasuk, l'sana b'recho eit shoker. And then it would say, then you wouldn't get Malkus for the lav of Laisana. That would be considered a lav nitik la'asei. Ein loikem olav. But since it's in two different places in Chumash, and number one, and it does not undo the result, Ve'eshev Sagzela, also not in the same pasuk of Lo'sigzon, but the whole idea of Ve'eshev Sagzela to undo the results of the Avera of Lo'sigzon. So if it's a real Avanitik, undoes the results, so ain't like Malov. But if it's this new kind of Labanitik Leset, the way it's written in Chumash, you need Dumid the Lav the Chasima in two senses. Number one, the nature of the Avera should be similar to Lasaksam Shabadish, and number two, the way it appears in Chumash should be similar. Like the Gemara says, Lav Abo Mechlal Aseh. Lav Abo Mechlal Aseh ain't Loike Molov. You only Loike if it says Loi, or if it says Hisham and Pen Vial. But if it doesn't say Loi or Hisham and Pen Vial, that's not near the Lav Bechasima. The nature of the Avera is the same as Lasaksam Shabadish, but the way the Oifen Akosa Bater is not the same. So here also, if it says a pasuk lo sana berecha et shaker v'hameid edim zamimim shehuzmu nenoshim, if it would be written like that, then it would have been it's not similar to l'sasam shabadishai. The essay is written right next to the lav of kashizamam. That would have been not dumi the lav dechasima. We would call that a lav anita glesi. This second kind of lav anita glesi would have said ain loikim olam. So that's the significance. That's how Rashi learns. The significance of what Rav Meir is driving at. Rav Meir holds loike mishalem. But Rav Meir is bothered with a different question. How come you loike for the lav dasanin? Should have been a lav anitik le'esei. So he says it's not in the same pasuk, so it's not an issue of a lav anitik le'esei. That's what Tosis interprets in Rashi.
So somebody admits that he was an examiner. The Kad admits, then they still guilty? No. Before Adam, others come, we gave false testimony.
So Rashi says, "Kivin shigid shivin achayzamag." We don't believe the second testimony that they said. They said that the guy deserves the death penalty, or the guy deserves a malchus or whatever. So we don't believe them when they back out.
That's
kivin shigid shivin achayzamag. You can't believe it.
Why, in itself, if you muzzle the shark, you take the shalach to shalach. I took it. Hey, once you took it, what do you mean you're going to send it? You just took it. You did the avera. Yeah. No, there, the Torah says shalach the shalach makes it into a lava nita. That's an assay. Taking off the muzzle doesn't make it into a lava nita class. It's not. The Torah doesn't say.
Calls man the muzzle is on, you continue to violate Avera every moment. Once you take off the muzzle, mikana laboy, not in violation of the Avera. But the Torah doesn't say that. If you did muzzle, take off the muzzle. Self understood, take off the muzzle so you won't continue to violate the Avera. But here it says, Shalech to Shalach is an essay. If you did, Losika Chaim Alaban, if you violate, so the Torah says, undo it by being Mishalech name. So that's a real bona fide Lavanita class. This is another category, this is a different class of lava nitik leset, that it's not dumi the lav the chasiva chasima the oifer, it's written in Chumash. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin like that on Daf Pei Dalet. The Gemara there is talking about an oril, a kohen is an oril, he's not allowed to be makar karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a pasuk in Yecheskel. V'chol benecha erelev al barsar lo yovel mikdoshi. So the Gemara says, and until Yecheskel and Novi came, what do you mean, Yecheskel came up with a new din? We should have given him Moinish Misa as a Novi HaSheker. He's telling, making up a new din that we never heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Gemara says, no, this was Gemara Gemirah. We had a tradition, Halachal Moshe Misina, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Was Yecheskel Asmechekra. He didn't come up Yesh Meyayim with a new din that was never known before. The din was always known. He decided to incorporate it into the Kisvei HaKodesh. That's the only thing that changed. So Rashi writes on that Gemara, it was Gemara Gemira Lov, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, so therefore you don't get Malkus on it. You never get Malkus, that's what the Rambam writes, that's what Rashi writes, you never get Malkus for an Avera that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai because it's not written in Chumash at all. Even if it is written in Chumash, if it's Alav Abba Mechlal HaSeh, you're not like it. It has to be written Loi or Yisham Epen V'Yal. So if it's written Alav Abba Mechlal HaSeh, that's not Dumi the Lav Dechazim, it's not written at all. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, for sure you're not like it. That's what the Rambam writes by Orla B'chutz Lords. The Rambam says, if you eat Orla B'chutz Lords, you're not like it, because it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So it's not written in Chumash, it's not Dumi the Lav Dachasima. So that's what Tosfos says over here, Pshat and Rashi, that this is another kind, a Lav Habo of a Lav Anitik Lesei. The basic Lav Anitik Lesei is when the nature of the aver is different. The aver has a tikkun. Undo the results of the aver. Where the essay undoes the results of the loises. And here's another kind of lavanitikla essay, when the Chumash writes the essay next to the lav. Yeah.
Rabbi, why is it logical by Torah to get Makos? Like, the Rabbi Tov, isn't it because the Torah knows that you're going to want to get a nice korban, and then you're going to change your mind, so then you say no. So we're going to punish you that if you try to do it, then not only do you have to give the nice one, you have to give the bad one. And then we have a low plug that even Rabbi Tov will be tomorrow. So you're getting punished. That's knas, basically. Basically, the whole point is that we're punishing you so that you don't even try and do that trick. So why are we gonna give matzos also? Because
he violated the law of laech lefenu lo yamaraisai. So the Mishnah says that the sofik is harbay. That the fresh Mishnah in Tmura. Whoever does Tmura gets malchus. Yeah.
But isn't it? Why isn't it kedev shalso? I'm saying that because the pasuk is kind of punishing you with.
Oh, that itself is a punishment.
Right. That is a punishment. I mean.
Some Rishonim say like that, that it's a punishment. Others don't learn like that. It's not a punishment. Okay. Again, so Tesis on this is Pshat and Rashi. Tesis themselves have a different Pshat. Shaloi Hashem Hamvin Le De Makas Mavin Le De Tashlum, and Tesis themselves learn a different Pshat. The Shaila was, when you give the witnesses punishment, Kasha Zaman, we give Einish Misa, Malkas, they pay Mammon. So is this a punishment for the love of Loisana? So if that's a punishment for the love of Loisana, so how can you turn around and say that they should get Malkas for the love of Loisana also? You get two punishments for the same Avera. You get the punishment of Malkas, and then you also get the punishment of Kasha Zaman. So Rameh says, no, the two love him. Lo Hashem Hamvin Lo De Malkas Mivin Li De Tashlumen. They're two love him. The pasuk said, "V'chol ham yishmei v'yiro v'lo yizidinoid." There are many lines v'lo yizidinoid, and they're not allowed to give any sheker. And the other Tanaim say, "Doesn't mean you're not allowed to, and it won't happen. You should do a hachraza, and this will serve as a deterrent to accomplish that other people will not give any sheker." But it's not v'lo yizidinoid. It'll be a machlekes a man the rabbanon and the minyan halavim. How do you count? You count v'lo yizidinoid as another lav. There are two lavim for any sheker. One is leisana berecho eid sheker. And one is v'lo yizidnod. Oh no, yizidnod means hachraza. It'll serve as a deterrent. There's only one lav. Lasana berecha eid shoker. So Rameh says, lo Hashem hamvin l'dei makas, mevin l'dei tashlum, and you're not giving him two punishments for the same avera. There are two different averas over here. So the pasuk v'tzdikas hatzayk v'hayom bina kais harosh is megala, that is malchus for that lav of Lasana. And then the pasuk Kasha Zamam is an einish for the avera of lo yizidnoid, the two different averas. And that's why if they were made that is chayv malchus, Ramei Hoza is lo kishmeinim, the eidim get double malchus. Right? Once malchus for loisana, and once malchus for lo yizidnoid. And the chacham say no, lo yizidnoid is part of the explanation of the time of the crow. It's part of the explanation of what the deterrent is going to be over here. But it's not that that's a law. That's what Tosis interprets. Okay.
To say that with all the other places where it says
Blayzidan
also. Can you
do that? Anisham Yishmeru, the Balayasu, that's a good question. Well, Rab Meir said that in all the cases it has the same meaning. I don't remember that the Gemara continues the discussion. The Gemara just talks on this pasuk. I don't know. You gotta investigate the others. I don't know. So what do we have so far? So we have Ulam, we have Rabbi Yechon. Okay. So we got up to the last line. Last line, Alam is based on base. What does the Gemara say? No, Rabbi Yechon, my time alo Omar Ku'ula. Why doesn't he agree with Ula? That you should say that he should pay the mammon, he should pay an osam afata, and he shouldn't get malchus for boal achoso. So he argues, no, im kain, Bitalta Eres Hachos Lo Segala. It's a normal love, Eres Hachos Lo Segala. And should get Malkus. And then he's telling me, Ula is telling me, that you pay the Mammon of Oynes and Mephata and you don't get the Malkus. So he said, that's not right. You have to give Malkus for the love. So the Gemara says, but Rabbi Yechon himself admits that there were two cases with Beferishib Sotur. Chav b'chaver nami. Had Rabbi Yechon agree, Beferishib Sotur, Chav b'chaver le tashlomin, can be talta lo Yosef pen Yosef? Chav b'chaver violated the lab. The lab should normally lead to Malkus, and you tell me he doesn't get Malkus. And some the same kasha nami, bitalta v'hoyoam binakos ha-rosha. There's a lab that should get Malkus, and instead you say, Mom, and you don't get Malkus. Ella, what's the answer? As long as there's one case that you get Malkus, so we're happy. So Chav b'chaver nami ikal kiyume kan shikei kosh emesh aver puta chosan nami ikal kiyume b'chosu b'geres. So that can't be the argument. Again, so Rabbi Yechonah rejects Ula's shita because the Torah says eves achalos alos agal. It has to be a case where you're going to get Malkus. There are 207 lavim. The Rambam listed off. He counted them all. 207 lamin where you have Malkus. There will be Malkus. Achosa bageris, but there's no Enes and Mephata. Then there'll be Malkus. Hello, the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yechonah learns. Rabbi Yechonah hold, doesn't hold for the Gzereshova. The top Ryan in Rashi and Lamin based on this was that Ula holds that it's Gzereshova Mufna, so Lameh Neveh Meshivin. Rabbi Yechonah holds that it's not Mufna. I need that phrase, Tachas HaShirinah, to tell me what Abayi said. And therefore, it's not mufna. So once the gzer shav is not mufna, the maidim and meshivim, and it's what the dingzach because shekain ain't bo maisa. Shekain, there's what to argue over here. Okay, so tomorrow bli neder we're going to learn at what time we make up 10:15. We'll start over here again. Start from lamed gimel lamed aleph.
Didn't Rashi said gzer shav is mufna?
Ula holds that it's mufna. Rabbi Yechon says it's not mufna.